With us today, Sri Brajesh Kumar Singh, MD and CEO, Sri Hardeep Singh Ahluwalia, Executive Director, Sri Bhavendra Kumar, Executive Director, Sri S.K. Majumdar Sir, Executive Director, and Sri Sunil Kumar Chup, Executive Director. With this, I now hand over the call to the MD Sir for his opening remarks, post which we will have a Q&A session. Thank you and over to you, Sir.
Good evening. Moderator, and at the same time all my respected analysts. We have just declared our quarterly results today. Numbers according to me are good, and so as market has also taken. So let me put forth some of the highlight first, then we'll go for question and answer. Global business has grown by 14.37% YOY at 29.05 lakhs of crores of rupees. At the same time, gold global deposit has also grown by 11.63% YOY against at 16.11685 crores of rupees. Then global advances grew at a handsome rate of 17.97% YOY at 12,93,381 crore. Net interest income has also grown 13.39% YOY, and it has first time there is a distinction. It has crossed 10,000 crores of rupees marks at 10,215 crore. Net profit also we could grow 2.19% YOY at 4,856 crore. We are very well capitalized. Our CET1 is at 12.91%. There is a gain of 62 basis points YOY. Total credit CRAR is at 17.17%, 65 basis points gain on YOY basis. We have increased our provision coverage ratio at around 95% at 94.76% to be precisely, which is 159 basis points more YOY basis. Gross NPA has come down 112 basis points YOY, and it is now at 1.57% only. Net NPA has also decreased from at 0.36%, which is 27 basis points less YOY basis. And then if we talk about RAM credit, retail, agriculture and MSME, it has also grown 21.20% YOY basis, and as of 30th June, it is 7,64,675 crores. Then retail credit out of this thing, RAM, has grown at 35.88% YOY and placed at 3,19,893 crores of rupees. Housing loan within the retail credit space has grown very good at 17.85% YOY and placed at 1,29,036 crores of rupees. Vehicle loan has grown little higher, 26.34% YOY and placed at 27,315 crores of rupees. 15.12% YOY growth we have registered under MSME, and it is at 1,68,815 crore. 2.19% growth we have given YOY basis on earning per share, that is placed at 21.47%. YOY credit cost has also reduced by 23 basis points, and now it is at 0.49% only. Slippage ratio is contained at 0.60%, and which is improved by 20 basis points YOY. So whatever the performance we have given, we have bettered everywhere on count of guidance, whatever we have given. See, business growth, we gave guidance of 10 to 11%, which is now at 14.37%. Advances growth, we said, will grow by 10 to 12%. We have grown by 17.97%. Deposit growth, we said,
this meeting is being recorded and summarized.
Then it is at 11.63%. CASA, we said that it will be between 30 to 32%, but that guidance was for March 27. We are 29.70% as of now. NIM, we said we will be protecting it between 2.50 to 2.60%, and we have kept that at 2.52%. We are able to protect our NIM. Gross NPA, we said 1.50% March 27, annual full year guidance, and against that we have already reached 1.57%, 112 basis points we have already reduced. Net NPA, we said 0.40% for annual target, which we have surpassed as of now only at 0.36%. PCR also, the provision coverage ratio, we said 93.50, but we have this thing raised it to 94.50. 0.76%. We have better data there. Slippage ratio, I said 0.80%. We said that our slippage we will be containing at 0.80%. We have contained at 0.60%. Credit cost we envisaged at 0.75%, but which is improved at 0.51% only. Return on equity 16.50%. We said now it is better at 18.07%. Earning per share also we said 20. Now it is 21.47. Return on average asset, we said it will be hovering between 101 to 105%, and we are towards the higher side of it. That is, what is that? 1.04%. So you'd see everywhere, whatever the guidance we have given, we have kept those guidance, we have bettered that those guidance. And again, our performance should be seen in perspective of the total ecosystem, how our peers have fared and how we have fared. So that is all from my side. I hope it is liked by you people also, and we are open for any further clarification in this regard.
Thank you, sir. We'll start the question and answer session. Participants, those who have any question, please raise your hand. We'll take the first question from the line of Ashok Ajmera. Please go ahead.
Hello. Good evening, sir.
Ashok sir, namaskar.
Namaskar sir, namaskar. Compliments to you, sir,
and the entire team of
Canara Bank. Good company, very good results. You rightly said that we will appreciate your results. Yes, we are definitely appreciating, sir, because on most of these all parameters you have excelled. Better than the targets given, and the bank is now as in the range of now 20 lakh crore business bank, soon touching 30 lakh crores. And very, very, very sound asset quality also. Your PCR also has increased to 94.76%. So, yes, progress and on all the fronts. Having said this, some observations and some clarifications. Number one is this, sir, on the SMA side. Our SMA zero has gone up, whatever numbers are given, from 862 crore to 3315, and there is a migration from SMA 1 to SMA 2. SMA 1 is reduced, but SMA 2 has also gone up from 1394 to 3482 crores. So is it the normalized things, or can it be seen in view of this present geopolitical situation or some stress building up in some of the MSME or retail accounts, that the SMA 2 numbers have gone up from 1394 to 3482 crores, and even SMA 0 also has started? So some color on that, and based on that and connecting to that only, for this ECLGS 5, what is the assessment made by us for the total eligible accounts, how much amount has been sanctioned and disbursed on that? So this is my first take, sir, first question answer, on which I want your take, sir.
Okay, sir, I'll answer one by one. So first question, right, you said that our SMA 2 has increased, but at the same time, you'll see SMA 1 has decreased. So what has happened, there are 3-4 big accounts, which are with every bank, it's a consortium finance, but these accounts are government guaranteed account. They keep on oscillating between SMA 0, 1 and 2. So I cannot take the name of the accounts, but they are high value account. But it will never degrade, considering it is government guaranteed, and for quite some time it is oscillating between 0, 1 and 2. So one account only has shifted from 1 to 2, but as of now we speak, it has come down to SMA 0. So due to one account, that this account has gone from SMA 1 to SMA 2, but now it is corrected, it stands corrected. Again, same thing has happened in one account, which was out of those three accounts only, it was out of SMA 0. But again, it has, due to some problem hacking on the last day, it has come in SMA 0, but now it is out of SMA 0 also. So there is nothing to worry. It is only due to two accounts. One account entered into SMA 0. As of now, we talk, it is out of it also. And one account got shifted from 1 to 2, but it keeps on oscillating from one account to another account. So nothing to worry, sir. It is well controlled. And if total SMA, if you'll see, it is only less than 3%. It is some of the industry best number. We do not see any stress in our large corporate book. So little stress will be always there in MSME and agriculture, but that is also contained less than 3%. Then the second question, we have identified around 90,000 crore worth of rupees of account, which are either to be eligible for emergency line of credit 5.0. Out of that, we see a positive of around 18,000 crore rupees of advances based on their eligibility. Out of that also, we have already sanctioned 11,000 crore plus amount, and out of that also 10,000 crore is already disbursed. So we see 5,000 to 6,000, considering everybody is not taking it also. So whosoever is taking, we are lending. It is done through Jan Samarth portal, and there is hardly any pendency on Jan Samarth portal also. But this is a dynamic situation. People keep on applying, and where we have this thing provided, all those eligible accounts list to all our down the line, our branches, our regions and circles. They are also following with them, explaining the benefits of taking emergency line of credit. So that is how we are placed. 10,000 crores plus disperse, 11,000 crore plus sanction. Total domain is 18,000 crore. So we see 5,000 to 6,000 crore more there. This has helped in our good growth in our advances also, sir.
That's yes, sir. 4.51% in this quarter, and some of this might spill over in the next quarter. So the advances credit growth is going to be robust even in the coming quarters also because of this, sir. Sir, something on the income side, sir. On the income, the treasury income has contributed substantially in this quarter. Even in many of the other banks also, I mean, beyond 1,000 crore is the treasury, this thing. And another one is the PSLC commission also. That, and in other income, if you see, it is 1,947 crore as against 393 crore in the last quarter. Whenever I compare, generally I compare with the last quarters only because it's a dynamic things. And considering with the four quarter earlier may not be realistic sometimes. So, this kind of trend in the other income, which has contributed substantially to this higher profit, whether it is going to continue or it's a one time like PSLC might accrue in the coming quarters also and some of the other incomes also. And along with that, on the provisioning side also, there is other provision of 680 crores in this quarter as compared to 319 crore of the minus provisioning or deprovisioning in the last quarter. So both of these have relevance with the profit and loss account, profitability of the bank. If you can give some color on that, sir.
So I'll start with first treasury yes. Income, sir. So treasury income is not there what it was there in the same time in the June quarter 2025, sir. Mm-hmm. That time yields were softened, so we could earn through treasury operations by sale of investments, and at the same time RBI had their OMO operations also, so we could earn through arbitrages also. So last time during the same quarter, it was the earning was 1617 crore, which is not available this quarter, considering there is no arbitrage available also. Yields have also hardened, you have seen, so there is no fun in going and selling our investments. So we could only earn 654 crores by way of sale of investments. So there is a not gain, but dent of 1,000 crore. But at the same time, rightly you said PSLC, we will go to PSLC. So PSLC has got some peculiarity, which happens mostly in the first quarter, and little bit it is spillover the second quarter. But that is not available across all the quarters. So yes, we have earned very handsomely on count of sale on this thing, priority sector lending PSLC certificates. That is very good. Last year also we could earn in the first quarter 1684 crore, but this time it has bettered at 1947 crore. You rightly said last quarter, in March quarter, hardly any PSLC happened, sir. So 200-300 crores here and there, somebody is lagging behind that. So that was the answer of your second question. Regarding that provisioning, sir, yes, we have done a good provision in this quarter. Last quarter, if you rightly said, you compare it quarter to quarter. Last time, total provision in March 26 quarter was 2,252 crores. This time, our provision is around 3,780 crores. That is more than 1,500 crore rupees more we have provided. So that is all basically on two counts. So first is on income tax, this thing, some provision we have made. Another for employee. In others, you see, last time it was 869 crore less provision was. That was the negative, which is 489 plus this time. So 300 crore we have provided, sir, for PLI for staff. Performance link incentive, that is 300 crore. It's not here. Okay.
Yes, sir. So my last question in this round, sir. Hello.
Yeah. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Did you get it, the figure, or shall I?
No, no, it's okay. It's okay, sir. So we have provided more this time. Yes.
They have provided. Sir, how are we prepared on the ECL front, sir? What is the total assessment? Because now the numbers are clear now. And how are we moving about providing whatever amount is required to be provided? How prepared we are on that, sir?
See, somehow we have got the idea about stage 1, stage 2 and stage 3. So there we see around 10,000 crores of rupees extra provisioning will be needing. But at the same time, our provision coverage ratio is touching 95%. But we do not have exact idea about M2M, what happens on 1/4/2007, what is the market that time. So that will, nobody has got that idea, sir. That is a dynamic situation. But whatever is known in the known this thing, known knowledge, that is 10,000 some plus crores. So even if we consider 2,000 crore there, to market, so it is 12,000 crores of rupees extra provision will be requiring. But considering the kind of profit we are making, last year 19,000 crore plus more, 19,000 plus crore profit we have made. This year also in the first quarter itself, 4,856 crore profit, net profit we have made. So even we analyze, we will be again making around, everything goes correct, around 90,000 crores of profit. So high profit, and our capital adequacy, you would have seen, it is at 17.17%. Even if tier 1, we talk about it, 15%. And if you CET1, 12.91%. So we are very comfortably placed against the regulatory requirement of 11.50%. So the total dent on capital adequacy ratio, even if we provide it in 1 year only, whereas we have got the dispensation of 5 years, still we are providing in 1 year, there will be 1.2 to 1.25% of dent. So we guess, and we are trying to provide it in 2 years, not in 5 years, maximum in 2 years. So still there will be not substantial impact. Even if we are not raising any capital, we will be very peacefully selling through new norms of ECL. Technological preparedness and other things through knowledge partner, it is all in place. We have PD, LGD and EAD, all we have got all those modalities in place, and by October we'll be having that dry run. So I guess we will be on technological aspect also, and on capital aspect we'll be very comfortable in going through the ECL process.
Thank you. We will take the next question from the line of Jay Mundra. Please go ahead.
Hello. Yeah, hi. Good afternoon, sir. Thanks for the opportunity. I wanted to check, sir, on the strategy part. You have come from Indian Bank, you know, which has very clear balance on growth and profitability. They have the highest NIM within almost all PSU banks. And Canara Bank has actually one of the lowest NIM because of the lower CASA and maybe higher share of bulk deposit. So I wanted to understand, sir, how do you look at NIM and CASA balance at Canara Bank over the next 1 year? Do you want to focus more on NIM, or you think that 2.55% kind of a NIM is a decent outcome and you would focus more on the growth? Do you have an opportunity now to fix the liability, or you think this is reasonably good for Canara Bank?
Okay, rightly you said, I've got experience of Indian Bank also, which is one of the most efficient bank, I would say. But at the same time, I'm having experience of 28 years at Bank of Baroda also, which is on both sides, I can maybe be growth side or the balance sheet side. And at the same time, Canara Bank is also a big bank. Now we are in excess of 29 lakh crores of business. So yes, but my first focus and preference will be on efficiency parameters only. Growth is also important, but at the same time, I would like to be giving more emphasis on efficiency parameters. Rightly said, our NIM is towards the lowest side. I come from a bank where NIM is always all-time high. That time it was 3.32. Now it is around hovering around 3.50% also. But yes, we have started working on those parameters. Yes, our dependency on bulk deposit is more, considering our CASA percentage is less than 30%, around 29.70%. So that we have started working, and very heartening to note also, you would have seen in our presentation also, that our individual saving individual, not institutional, I'm talking about, it has increased by 12.48%. Then again, there is a very good traction in retail term deposit also, that is at 9.10%. So that is a good growth considering the tight market at present. So we are focusing by way of good quality products, by good way of placing, by good way of pricing, and we are working on delivery channels also. We want to have good traction in SB individual and retail term deposit. So we have come up with very nice products also. And so our endeavor is to slowly and steadily replace those high cost bulk deposit through, not necessarily 100% by CASA, but through retail deposits. Again, this good dispensation, we have given guidance that we'll be going to get around 2.5 billion of FCNRB, ECB and OFCB taken together. So which will also help us in reducing and replacing those bulk deposit, considering this is coming at 6.50% only. And again, there is dispensation of CRR and SLR also. So there will be further saving of 22-25 basis points there also. So it will be costing less than what we are as of now holding and in bulk deposit. So that way there will be, and again, whatever the growth we are getting in deposit, we are deploying it very gainfully, considering very tight and quality underwriting, and keeping our credit cost, you have seen very controlled way. So both side we are working on yield on advances also and cost of deposit also, and you have seen that we have grown our CD ratio also from 75 to 80. Yield on fund, yield on investment is 6.90, whereas yield on investment is around 8, yield on advances is 8%. So again, we will get 110 basis point traction there. So that will help us in here. We will be certainly protecting our NIM and we'll be further growing on it. Again, that 100% basis points dispensation given last year in repo rate, by repo rate cut, that has also materialized. And it is plateau now, and cost of deposit also kind of stabilized, and we are getting further growth towards low cost deposit and replacing well. So we'll protect and we'll even take it further. I'm sure, I'm hopeful.
No, sir, actually the question is, right now there is a balance, right? I mean, most banks cannot target above industry growth and still deliver, let us say, higher NIM, right? Even for Canara Bank, we have grown loans at 18-19%. NII is 13%, 12-13%, right? So currently the growth is not NIM accretive. So if this situation remains, would you be growing at 18-19%, which is higher than industry, or you would be focusing more on, let's say, growing in line with your SA growth, which is 12-13%, and thereby protecting NIM, or you would be lean towards higher growth and higher NII versus NIM? So that is the question, sir.
Okay, no. So this year, there was a special growth under emergency line of credit also. Around 11,000 crores of rupees we have sanctioned there also. And that, but it has happened towards, it was placed across the quarter. So it has not happened in the first quarter. That's why that effect will come next. It will start coming from this quarter, considering there we are getting 1% more also. So whatever the incremental advances we are doing, considering good credit underwriting also, but we are doing it gainfully, I said, in a guarded way, but we are doing it at good rate, better than our average yield also at sometimes we are doing. So it will further improve. No, first thing is efficiency, then only growth. But we will be striking a balance. We can't be stagnant also, considering every bank has got different characteristics. This is a high business outstanding bank. At the same time, NIM also, if we improve. See, consider at 2.50%, we are making 19,000 crores of profit. Even if we are moderating towards in our favor a little bit also, so it will give us good distinct traction on net profit also, sir.
Right. Sir, I'll just on this point. So, sir, what would be your blended cost of bulk deposit a rough guess will also help.
Okay, so this month, it is month over month. So every month we are having a gap of in our favor around 29 to 30 basis points. Whatever the bulk or this thing deposits going outflow and whatever the inflow is there, so we are that way we are correcting it. So 20, 30 basis points here and there. Last month it was at 6.58%. So, right. But it is improving, correct,
every way, sir, every time. When we have a yield at 8% and bulk deposit is anywhere between 6.5%, so clearly as long as, I mean, you can gain NIM if you shed bulk and maybe grow a little bit softer on the overall deposit side, right? Because your incremental margin on that bulk deposit is around 1.5%, which is lower than the blended. So I wanted to check, sir, would you be keen on having higher growth, thereby higher NII, or would you be more focusing towards taking this NIM of 2.5% towards maybe 3%? You have a choice, right?
So, No. So it's what I say, Akini. We have to strike a balance. Now, overnight, we cannot raise it from 2.5 to 3%. But what we are doing now incrementally, you take example, we have said that we will raise FCNRB deposit to around say 2 billion. So that means 20,000 crore rupees will be coming. This we are betting at 6.50%. Again, there is a benefit of that negative carry of CRR and SLR, that dispensation is also there. So it will be costing us around 6.20 some percent. So again, there is a traction of 30 basis points. So it will all help us, sir. So we are mindful of both the things. We are mindful of growth also. And we are mindful of this thing. Leverage is also there.
Thank you, Jay. We'll take the next question from the line of Maru. Maru, your line has been unmuted. Please go ahead.
Congratulations, sir.
Thank you,
sir. Yeah, sir, I had a few questions. Firstly, on the FCNR deposit mobilization, how much do you think you can mobilize? That's my first question. And of course, Jay discussed a lot on margins. I just wanted to know the near-term outlook on margins, right? Because you said that every month the incremental deposit cost kind of comes down. So what will be your margin outlook for the next 2 to 3 quarters?
Okay, so... Should I?
Yes.
So,
sir.
First question first. FCNRB, you have said we have given guidance of 2.3 to 2.5 billion of dollar. And against that guidance, we said this month, in the month of July, we will raise $750 million. Against that, already we have raised $775 million. And within these 4-5 days left in this month, we will be, our endeavor will be to cross $1 billion. So, that is our guidance on FCNRB. And how much we have received. Then you have asked about this near-term guidance on NIM. So we have given guidance of 2.50 to 2.60. We will try to better it. But even if we are maintaining at 2.60, see, you have to see in the total backdrop of the ecosystem. So everybody has lost on count of NIM. But still, we have protected our NIM, and we have all the aspirations, and we have all the, I guess, ability to raise it further, even more than 2.60%. But guidance remains at 2.60%, 2.5 to 2.60, considering the very tough and many headwinds in the ecosystem.
Thank you. We will take the next question from the line of Ashlesh. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Good afternoon. Sir, first question is about this comment which you made that it is happening at a higher price. Can you just elaborate a bit more on this part? How are you able to do this?
Could you please come back? I could not hear you properly.
Sir, you made a statement that incremental lending that you are doing is happening at a higher price. Correct me if I heard you wrong. Can you just elaborate a bit more on this part?
Your voice is breaking.
Voice is breaking, Ashlesh. I could not get you.
the price what you want to know?
Sir, hope this is better. You made a statement that you are seeing the incremental price of lending going up.
Yes,
you just elaborate on how you are able to do it?
See, we were having some sub 7 this thing lending also. So that we are whenever it is coming to reset, we are resetting in our favor. And sometimes we do not mind taking prepayment also. But incrementally, wherever we are doing, and market is also a little better now. So wherever we are doing, since we are not fighting for the growth only, we are getting good terms there also. And you would have seen again in our total advances mix, our RAM percentage has gone by 1%, from 58% to 59% has gone. I know there are many benefits of having this thing growing RAM, considering the better leverage also, they are diversified risk also, less credit cost also, and at times priority sector reckoning also. So that way we are trying to improve. On every proposal, we are very mindful and we are appraising it from efficiency angle also.
Understood, sir. So just one follow-up there. When you say market is getting better, which segments are you referring to here? Is it only corporate or are you seeing that trend across retail and MSME segments also?
Corporate, I would say. Otherwise, these are all targeted lending, retail and agriculture and MSME. These are all more or less on the similar lines. But in corporate, we are getting good traction. We are asking and we are getting also good rates. And with better quality also.
Sir, on the second question.
Yeah, sis.
Understood.
Yes,
sir, and within that corporate, I see that the better rated corporate has grown much faster than the lower rated corporate. You expect that trend to continue here on?
Yes, also in our total book, now 86% of our book is A and plus rated. That has grown actually from last time also.
So, but that will continue?
We are getting good traction at the better rated corporate also. Yeah, 86%, yes.
Thank you. We will take the next question from the line of Parth Gutka. Please go ahead. Parth, please go ahead with your question.
Hi, sir. Thanks a lot for the opportunity. Sir, in the interest income line item, is there any one-off for the quarter? Or what was the interest on IT refund for this quarter?
Okay, so there is not one of them, whereas we are this thing even adversely placed on this time. Last time we had good interest on IT refund also. This time that is not available this time. So, that is not that much what it was last time. So there is not much one of things. These are all this thing organic only.
Okay. And my second question is, what was the interest on recovery from return of account in the interest income line item for this quarter?
Okay. So, interest on IT refund this time was 247 crore only, which was quite more in the last quarter same time. And then recovery interest towards NPA and write-off is around only 258 crore. So, that is also less than, it was 382 crore last time. This is 258 this time only. Last year interest refund, interest on IT refund was 619 crore. This time it is 247 crore only. So that way this, these are all, there is no one of this thing case in any of the interest component.
Okay, sir. Fair enough. And my second question is, the PSLC income has picked up in Q1 to from 1600 crore or 1700 crores odd. What is the target for the full year here?
So there is absolutely no target for full year SS. Whatever PSLC sell happens, that happens in the first quarter or little part of the second quarter. So there is, you'll see hardly last quarter, March 2026, if you talk about, there were only 393 crore rupees of income. So whatever happens, it happens in the first quarter, mostly in the first quarter and little part in the second quarter only. So okay. I guess again that we have already gained, but there will be some traction, 200, 300 crore here and there, but not as much as what we could book in the first quarter itself. Second quarter, something will be there. Yes.
Okay, sir. Fair. And sir, my last question is, despite, the proportion of RAM segment going up, our yields have declined in this quarter. Any particular reason for the same?
I mean, if we are considering it quarter over quarter, last financial year, 100 basis point rate cut was there in repo rate. And that happened, that was spread across the year. Mm-hmm. So that way we have lost 100 basis points, and our 53% of portfolio is repo rate link. So that way we have lost there instead of gaining, but still we could hold on that, you see.
Okay. So should we assume that, yields have largely stabilized and it should not decline from this levels?
I guess, yes, the yields have this thing largely destabilized, but depending upon MPC, we do not know. But as of now, last time also there was no change in MPC also. So there will be always benefits of stability.
Sure, sir. Thanks a lot for the opportunity.
Thank you, Parth.
Thank you. We have a next question from the line of Sushil Choksi. Please go ahead.
Congratulations to Team Canara and Brijesh for excellent performance. Having known the bank.
Namaskar. Sir. Hope you remember me from Indian Bank time.
Not only Indian, I remember you from Bank of Baroda.
That's great.
Sir, knowing you from Bank of Baroda and Indian Bank, and knowing Canara Bank's excellent performance from inception when it got
listed. Thank you, sir.
Sir, what is that you would like to see in Canara Bank in your tenure that you are able to implement and make a dramatic change in outlook of Canara Bank's? Despite great success they have achieved. Second thing I would like to know on digital spend, all your subsidiaries, gold loan and credit pipeline. Disbursed and undisbursed.
Okay, sir. And credit pipeline. Okay, so my aspirations will be on efficiency line, sir, considering this bank is doing very good and top, as long as top line is concerned. But again, yes, we are a little challenged on the efficiency parameters, and that has got anything to do with only one parameter, that is our CASA percentage is towards lower side as long as our peers are concerned, to the likes of Central Bank of India, Bank of Maharashtra. Even my previous bank, it was around 38-39%. So that is one of my aspirations to correct it. I mean, I can't correct it overnight, but that would be my endeavor. If you ask me my wish list, so that is my first wish list. And second, I would like to further work upon our HR. Considering as long as I am concerned, I feel that the only differential between one bank to another bank, good or not so good bank, is that HR. So I would like to work more on our own personals. I would like them to not only talk about deposit and advances, rather they should talk about ROE, NIM, and whatever the efficiency parameters, they are all talking about that. And whenever doing anything, they are always mindful to that. And then ethics also I would like to work upon, considering many benefits of being ethical. So that is two of wish lists. There are many wish lists, but if you talk about prioritizing those wish lists, these are my first two wish lists. Then digital spend, yes, we are doing quite a good digital spend. This time also our more than 3,000 crore we have earmarked for digital spend, and it is around 8% of our total. If you total IT cost, if we say it is 8%, but out of that digital only more than 3,000 crore we have earmarked, and out of that also substantial portion will go towards AI. But I want to do AI in a very consolidated way, not in piece and mill way, very calibrated way. And I think we are better placed than any of the banks, considering our headquarters is at Bangalore. So we'll be getting better traction in AI and all. And our employees are also very tech savvy, I must say. So that is how we are placed on digital. We have got many digital journey. Those are good also. But on adoption part, we have to do a lot of things. Digital journeys are there, but adoption level for all the journeys are not that high. Gold loan book is, I will not say bread and butter, but this is, I guess we are market leaders in gold loan. Already 2.49 lakh crore was the gold loan outstanding as of 30 June. It has further increased, I would say. And that is a growing business, and it gives us good leverage, and it is very well collateralized by near cash collaterals. Credit cost is hardly there, and then there is no capital provision also. So it is giving good traction. It's a staple business in southern part of the country, but whereas it is growing other part of the country also, but in southern part it's a stable business. People collateralized gold for all their banking needs, and it is very fast also they get. So then it answers your third question. The fourth, you said credit line. So around 92 accounts, take it 100 accounts, and around 50,000 crore is our credit line, secret pipeline, I will say. But it's a dynamic situation, sir. You want bifurcated, I can tell 45 accounts we have got sanctioned, but yet to be dispersed around 18,000 crore, and proposals in hand, good proposals which are sanctionable and dispersible, around 47 accounts worth 32,000 crores. So together it is around 50,000 crores.
Sir, your view on all the subsidiaries which are listed and unlisted?
Okay, so two of the subsidiaries, we have got a good number of subsidiaries. So two of them got listed last year. You would have seen that Canada HSBC Life and then Canada Robeco, and both of them are doing good. Their results also got published, and every 2-3 days, I think, I mean, there was an upper 10% circuit also. So these two subsidiaries are doing good, and we are getting threefold benefit out of them. Considering their distribution franchisee also, they are using our 10,131 branches. So we are getting agency commission also at the same time. Valuation of these companies with the good business is growing. So there also we are gaining, and our share market, we are also invested there. So there is a third benefit also, that appreciation of our stock prices. So same way, Robeco is also doing good. Their share has also appreciated. So we got good order, around five subsidiaries we have got, around five associates we have got. So all of them are giving good tractions. This year we could book at least around 320 crores of a profit, which has come to this thing, us as parents, you see. So we are seeing good traction there, and they are very professionally managed. Though we are keeping arm's length distance, we are not, they have got their own board, they are governed by their board. So we are keeping arm's length distance, but we are supporting them by way of allowing them to use our distribution franchise.
Congratulations and good luck for the year, sir.
Thank you, sir. Chuk, sir.
Thank you. We'll take the next question from the line of Nitin Agrawal. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Congratulations on good quarter.
Thank you, Nitin.
Couple of questions. One is, like, this quarter we have seen a sharp decline in cost of deposits. So how do you see the further repricing over the coming quarters, almost 27 odd basis point decline? Is it fair to say that margin expansion from here that you are indicating will be driven more by reduction in deposit cost versus lending yields?
Both side we are trying, sir. Hagini, both side. One side will not help, considering we are placed towards the lower circuit. So we are trying to have synergy of both sides. Yield on advances also we want to grow. CD ratio we have also grown, so that the dependency on investment reduces, considering that 6.90% only we are earning by way of yield on investments. So 110 basis points will come from there. That's why our NII also increased. So we are targeting both sides of it, sir. So rightly you said 27 basis points it has come down, but at the same time yield on advances had come down by 29 basis points. So whatever the gain we have got here, that was this thing, subsidized, that say. So we can't rely on one side of it, rather as we have to get traction from both sides, little here and little there also, which will augment our degrees, augment us on our NIM.
Right, sir. But sir, with lending yields more or less repriced, with the repo transmission done, how do you see the repricing on the deposit side in the coming quarters?
Repricing is also, I mean, I think the plateau hanging, it has all done. Though why, but you know, whatever reduction happens in repo, so that is immediately transferred overnight to deposit side. But it is never it gets transferred, but transferred with lag. But at the same time, full amount is also not, full percentage is also not transferred. So somehow, but there is always fight for depending upon the respective ALM of the banks. They have got aspiration of growth also. So that bulk deposit, there is always fight. So sometimes rate goes depending upon their own ALMs. People are giving good rates also, so that it is not fully transferred, and it never happens also. But this time, these last 1 or 2 years, that is little on adverse side of it.
Right, sir. And sir, on the corporate side, how do you see the pricing trend now? Has there been some improvement in the pricing environment on corporate lending?
Yeah, there is some improvement, I must say. We are getting little 10 paisa, 20 paisa here and there, we are getting. If we are bargaining, we are getting.
Okay, because I see like the RAM mix for us has been same, say, for last 2-3 quarters. And how do you see that? Because other banks, some of them have a much higher mix on RAM, and how much is the difference between, say, aggregate RAM yield, blended yield on RAM, as well as versus the corporate?
I see. Okay, so yes, in our advances mix, RAM has grown by 1% YOY. It has from last 58% to 59% this time. So yield on RAM is little more than yield on corporates, considering in corporates we have got sub 7. Some of the portfolio at sub 7 also, but that is not the case with the retail. And again, in MSME, a little more leverage is there. Agriculture, but we get subvention also there. But in retail also, especially unsecured retail, which but that is not more, but they are good leverages we get. But if we blended we go, it is more than what we get in the corporate. But again, in corporate side, there is less operational cost. It is a trade-off. But still, most of the banks, they prefer retail, this RAM.
Right. So, sir, difference, fair to say, can be, let's say, around 50 odd basis point, or can it be more also?
Around 50, but exact number, if you want, I will provide you. Yeah. Sure. But around 50. Yes.
Thank you so much, sir.
Thank you, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. We'll take the next question from the line of Anand Dama. Please go ahead. Anand, please go ahead with your question. As there is no response, we will move to the next question, next follow-up question from the Ashlesh. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Sir, yes, I have a few follow-ups very quickly. On the ECL estimate which you gave of 1.2% of RWA, that translates to about 13 to 14,000 crores of provision. Have you already created any floating provisions against this requirement so far? That is one. Second question is if you can share the segmental slippages. Third question, your fee income has been quite sluggish this time. It is up only 5%. So what is the reason for that? And last one, on the deposit focus which you mentioned, do you have any targets in mind about the CASA ratio or the share of bulk deposits by, let's say, March 27 or March 28? Those were the four follow-ups.
Okay, so ECL, you said, 1.20, that translates into 12 to 13,000 crore. That is what the amount we also perceive. So no floating, as floating is already there, where whatever the this thing provision we do on a standard advances, that is always there. So it takes care of SMA 0, and again SMA this NPA is always 100% provided. So in between 1 and 2, SMA 1 and 2, there is a challenge. So there comes these amount, this 12 to 13,000 crore rupees. So that is there. And our provision coverage ratio is 95%. Again, so it will take care. The incremental in 1 and 2, that is around 10 to 12,000 rupees. We are in 10,000 crore rupees we are envisaging. But we do not know what will be the market rate and M2M, whatever that we have to provide, okay, on our investment book. So that is one, that is one challenge which we do not know. But even if by law of average, if comes 2000, and but we are having very good CRAR, that also you can consider a floating margin. 17.17% we have got against the regulatory requirement of 11.50%.
And you can get in the also from the NPA provision which you have.
So, no. We have not having some hidden provision here and there. PCR is there, and which is not this provision or standard advance, which is not part of PCR also, that is there. So, and CET1 is 12.91%. So that is very handsomely placed, even by dint of 1.2%, 1.25%, regulatory requirement is 8% only. So we are very comfortably placed there, at I guess. Even if we are not raising any capital, we have absolutely no provision in absorbing it in 1 year also, but we plan to absorb in 2 years' time against 5 years' time allowed by Reserve Bank of India. So segmental slippages also I will provide you, segmental slippage. Yes, we have got. So domestic, slippage. Okay, so total slippages has happened of 1781 crores, that's all. And out of which 727 crore has happened in agriculture. MSME 697 crore has happened, in retail 326 crore, and in gold some here and there to 20-30 crore rupees. So altogether the major slippages are there in agriculture and in MSME. That two are not significant considering our 12 crores of our business. And that slippage ratio is only 0.15% in this quarter. Annualized is 0.60, but actual for this quarter is only 0.15%. That is, I guess, somewhat industry based.
Understood, sir. Send the other questions on fee income.
I'll explain. So non-interest income, fee-based income, if we talk about, so it was YOY we have grown at 5.35%. But YTD we have come down from 2513 crore, if we talk absolute about, to 2342, less than 200 crore. But that is on count of two. There are some incomes now which are booked in the last quarter, considering many commission on government, many service charges. You getting me now? So those things are only specifically booked in the last quarter. So YOY we have grown by 5.35%, but YTD we have gone down less than, say, 200 crore rupees. That there is no systemic problem also, but there are some specific commissions, there are some specific charges we book in the last quarter. That's why it is little less there. So then we deposit forecast, you say. We have given guidance in deposit to grow to 9-10%, lower double digit, but we have grown close to 12%, 11 point some odd percentage. And the most heartening thing to know there is that the most of the growth have come from individual accounts, either it is SP individual or it is retail term deposit. So which only testaments our this thing, good services, good products, and good placement also. So that is what we would like to harp upon. We have got good number of branches, good franchisee, 10,131 branches spread across all the places. Again, we have aspirations to open 250 new branches this year. And out of which 34 we have already opened. So going further, our distribution franchisee will also increase. And then we have got some synergy from our subsidiaries also. Suppose somebody is taking some of their mutual fund products, then they need to have one saving account with us. So that way also we are getting synergized also. So we would like to grow 11-12% there also.
Thank you. There is a question in the chat box. What is the total gold loan portfolio in agri and non-agri, and what is the LTV over there?
What is
the total portfolio in the gold loan, agriculture and non-agriculture? And what is the LTV?
LTV. Okay. So, agriculture gold loan, total gold loan is 2.59 lakh crores of rupees, and out of which agriculture gold is 1.51 lakh crore. Rest is under retail gold loan, that is 107 lakh crore. And LTV 60, around 60 LTV is around 60, 65, I would say 60, between 60 to 65. Yes.
Thank you.
So we were very well, this thing, I mean, hedged ourselves there also due to any fluctuations of gold prices.
Thank you. We'll take the next question from the line of Anand Dama. Please go ahead. Hello, Anand, please go ahead with your question. As there is no response, we will take the last question from the line of Param Subramanian. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi, sir. Thanks for the question. So, first question, what is your LCR for the quarter?
LCR is around 150. 115. And soft target we have kept at threshold at 1.10, 110, against that we are at 115. Average is little more 119, average towards, that is I am talking about terminal LCR, but average LCR during the quarter is around 119.
Okay, 119 is the average. Yes, okay,
yes,
sir.
Yes. Yeah. Average, average.
Yeah, yeah, perfect, sir. And sir, on ECL, what is the run rate impact on credit cost? You mentioned the one-time impact, but when you once you transition to ECL, how much will your credit cost increase by on a run rate basis?
I guess it will not have much effect. You have seen, actually, we have controlled our credit cost like anything. It is only at 0.51%. Around 4.49, say 0.50% against our guidance of 80%. Again, in total provision requirement is incremental basis till around 10,000 crore on a book of 12.83 lakh crores of rupees. So you can understand there will be some increase, but not substantial.
Sir,
as of now, I cannot predict very precisely, but it will be in the range of say 10 basis points or not even 10 basis points, sir.
Yeah,
Four, five basis points.
Okay, got it. Sir, do you think, sir,
that
you
is an assumption only, sir? That is an assumption only. Yes.
Okay, sir, got it. Sir, if it is say 10 basis points, do you think you will be able to increase your say lending rates to offset the impact of
I
such
guess,
a?
I guess no, sir. For 10 basis points, why would be
okay?
It is. Okay. And when again, it will be an industry thing, sir. It will be not this thing, I mean, restricted to Canara Bank. So interest rates are always market driven. But I as of now, again, as per my own this thing, I mean, understanding, and none of the bank is going to load that. But there are some issues on floor rates and all. But we'll see how things evolve. You see.
So reason I ask is, sir, then you know the 1% ROA comes under you know some sort of pressure. If you know we start seeing higher credit cost, so yeah, I mean it'll be difficult to achieve that if we have a higher credit cost. So is that something you will not try to defend?
ROA in excess of 1% is okay. I guess it is better. Even if we are protecting at 1.0, 1.02, we'll be happy.
Okay, sir. Okay. And sir, last question, sir, on your agri book, since you have such a you know substantial agri book, any issues or stress you're seeing because of the say monsoon that we are looking at, or any are you worried on anything over there? Yeah,
like I replied in earlier questions also, yes, if there is a less rain or due to that na, so then yeah. What happens, those districts na, that those districts get declared as distressed districts by SLVC and district level technical committee, then many kind of dispensation comes. So even if we are going to get any this thing, some stress, that will be in our KCC portfolio only. But again, that dispensation will come from SLBC and government and RBI. So it will be very easy to, I mean, sell through that. And again, as country grows, there is less the rent-fed this thing, areas na, are dwindling down very fast, you see. There are other ways out also for irrigation also. Fasal Bima will be also there. Then dispensation from by way of declaration of distress districts will be also there. So I guess there will be not much effect. And KCC portfolio also not very huge at our bank, you see.
Okay,
I guess,
sir.
That will be manageable, yes.
Yeah. Thank you so much, sir. Congrats once again on the quarter.
Thank you. Thank you for your question.
Take that as a last question. I hand over the call to the MD, sir, for his closing remarks.
So, thank you, all my respected analysts. We have tried and worked hard, and we have kept in mind. We were always mindful of our efficiency parameters. So, going further, also our endeavor will be to mark more upon efficiency parameters. Inch towards implementation of ECL work, more on the digitization, more on the decongestion of branches, so that our branches getting time for developmental aspects and take help of financial inclusion also at the same time. Grow deposit at low cost and then gainfully deploy that. So that is what some aspirations are there. We'll look forward for your support also and your guidance also therein. Thank you all for taking out time and going through our balance sheet, giving so much insights, which will certainly help us. Thank you all.
Thank you, sir. That includes Canara Bank UNFR 27 earnings calls.